Hi, this is Gideon Elsier, founder of Eden's Africa. Welcome to my podcast. Today I've got Jacques Williams, founder of Man Makes a Picture. How's it, Jacques?
Fine, and you?
Fantastic, fantastic. Thank you for attending this podcast today. Let me just give you a bit of introduction about what Jacques does. He's a director of his own of his company called Man Makes a Picture, and Jacques, can you tell us a little bit more about what you do? I mean, I know you're a strong supporter of the Cape Town region, because I know you know the area extremely well. I mean, what is your sort of niche area? Where do you focus in terms of production in movies and such?
Man Makes a Picture was actually founded by my partner, Jacques Leroux, and we've been partners for 2 years, going on our third year at the moment. At the moment what we're focusing on is especially corporate videos, marketing videos, weddings, internet commercials. We also do music videos, and then we will eventually focus on commercials. And we are strongly into doing independent films, and we also made a series about wine estates that was sold to SABC Africa and a channel in England.
Fantastic, fantastic. I mean, I know that's from, you just mentioned there, working on the wine estates. I've seen that corporate video, fantastic. I mean, I would like to do some of that
wine. Yeah, that was a, sorry to interrupt you, that was a a series on wine estates, a 24-minute, 12-episode series that featured a wine estate per series. So that was, for us, a much bigger production than just a corporate or a marketing video.
Sure.
Focusing on the corporates, we're doing corporates for bigger companies. A recent corporate we did was for the Department of the Western Cape Education Department.
Yeah.
And that was a sort of a 24-minute corporate training video that we filmed for the department, going about schools. And the new 9 focus areas that they are implementing into the schools.
Fantastic. I mean, just coming back to that, some of the corporates you've done, I know you've worked on sets, even stuff like small advertisements, like your Pepsi adverts. I know you've worked on some of those. You've done quite a bit around that, those smaller advertisements. So, I mean, in terms of your experience, how long would you say you guys have been up and running in terms of, you know, experience and such?
I studied at a film school about 6-7 years ago for 2 years, got my diploma in film and television production techniques. And then from there on, I also had a company, and we were also doing independent stuff. And then also I'm freelancing. So the freelancing side, in a sense, I'm freelancing, I'm chaperoning, and coming back to the Pepsi and the Carlsberg and those kind of things, that is more making ofs, behind the scenes stuff we do for big commercials. So that's, we freelance, but it is part of our company as such. But more focusing what we're doing as a company is marketing videos and corporates for now.
Fantastic. I mean, in terms of, I mean, what, it's a unique name, isn't it? Man Makes a Picture. I love that name.
Yes,
it's a great name. I mean, what makes you guys so unique in terms of what you do? Because there's one thing I know, because you know the area very well, you know Cape Town very well, and you know that it's a flourishing market with the movie industry. What do you say you guys are different in what you do, or is there something different?
Yeah, the thing is, because we freelance as well, we get to know the bigger companies and the bigger productions, and of course I've been doing chaperoning on and off. I get to know Cape Town very well. I get to know the whole productions side of the bigger productions very well. I get to know the international crew, agency and client very well. So I've got lots of experience working with overseas clients, agency and crew.
Yeah.
And in that sense, what we want to focus on now is being a service provider for high definition production as such. So we are sort of targeting or looking at smaller budgets, not your big commercials that's over 1 million, 5 million, 10 million rands, but concentrating on smaller productions, especially HD productions,
yeah,
under R1 million. So I think in that market, because all the big companies, they sort of go for the big budgets, and
yeah,
so there's definitely a gap. I know there's a lot of companies doing it, but there is a gap for smaller companies and companies like us,
yeah,
providing that service for lower budget productions that bigger production companies won't touch.
For sure. I mean, that's something that, you know, from what I focus on within the Edits Africa genre, is that it's all about building relationships with, you know, or the smaller sort of companies, you know, the guy that you know, that needs to have a professional production, a professional attention to what
that's,
you know,
got a lower budget.
Yeah, that's got a lower budget. And I think, you know, that's something that you guys do focus on a lot, and it's all about, would you say, that you build your reputation through relationships?
Yeah, I mean, we build our reputation in the corporate world as corporate videos and marketing videos. I mean, we've done loads of that, and little small marketing videos for golf estates and wine estates and guest houses. We've done for helicopter companies. We've done one for Playground SA, focusing on nightclubs and party spots in town and parties that is happening. But coming back to the service provider thing, we want to focus, especially like I said, HD, because high definition is the new hip and happening,
yeah,
sort of format at the moment. That especially, not especially, but that it's moving towards that format.
Yeah.
So, and I know for the World Cup coming up, that's,
yes,
also a thing that most of the productions are going to concentrate on, is shooting on high definition, because that is, the World Cup has to be broadcast on high definition, and I mean, that's the new format that the world is changing with that.
Yeah.
So film, I mean, film is still there, and film is it's much more expensive. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
High definition is not as expensive as film. So you can shoot smaller productions on HD and still get that top quality production.
Great. In terms of people that never, you know, I want you to sort of paint the picture for somebody that's never been. You mentioned the World Cup, and that's going to be great. That's going to be fantastic for us as a country, and we're really excited about it. And I think there's a lot of opportunities that will arise from it. But from somebody that's looking from an outsider, that, you know, that hasn't got the sort of the budget that you know, they would like to have, or, you know, always like to have more money to spend, but they can see the value in coming to South Africa, because what you have is you have the leisure, the accommodation, the
yeah,
experience. What would you say can somebody expect?
Yeah, I mean, we've got the infrastructure, and I mean, because South Africa, I mean, we've been a film country, and even in the apartheid years,
yeah,
we were a top film country, because we were sort of forced to make our own films and make our own series and stuff for television. So now these days we're renowned for some of the top crew in the world. We've got all the equipment that's necessary to shoot whatever production. Our locations is top notch. I mean, you can get deserts, forests, beach, mountains, and,
yes,
and Cape Town as such, you can almost shoot any city in Cape Town. I mean, the architecture of Cape Town is so different from kilometer to kilometer almost. So the locations are top notch, and then also the accommodation and the stuff you want to do after your shoot.
Yeah.
If you want to go on a safari, or you want to go on a wine tour, or you want to go just sightseeing, Cape Point, Robben Island, Wales, you want to go shark cage diving.
Yeah.
So
there's a lot of
and also the post-production, we've got all the post-production services, so while your post-production is being done, you can relax and go on a trip or whatever. So
yeah,
I mean, that is all in place. And coming back to the World Cup, I've just been to a meeting tonight, and the guys are very excited. I mean, Cape Town is going to be transformed in those 2 months that the World Cup is going to be in South Africa, June,
fantastic,
July 2010. And there's great, great excitement. And there's big, big broadcasters coming to Cape Town.
Yeah.
There's big soccer teams coming to Cape Town. And there is going to be just such a hype going on in Cape Town.
Yeah, it's really exciting, and you're right. The opportunities that will arise from this will be fantastic for us, for the local community as well.
Mm.
I mean, in terms of just talking to some of the movies that have been shot here, we've got, you remember, obviously, No Who Will Not Forget, the 1995 World Cup, when we had that moment when everyone, Nelson Mandela, just got released from prison. And, there was more exciting was supposed to be, or should I say, was he actually got released from prison. But the part that really united the country was that World Cup. And now they're shooting a movie out of it. Matt Damon here.
They actually just started production like a week ago. Matt Damon is playing Franco Pino, and Clint Eastwood is directing, and Morgan Freeman is playing Mandela. And even this year, I mean, there's a lot of excitement in the industry, because there's about 10 feature films coming to South Africa, and another 5 or 7 miniseries is being shot here in the next 10 months.
Yeah.
So that's all very exciting for us as filmmakers. And as a small company, very exciting. We're looking forward to welcome the rest of the world here, and especially film crews and agencies and clients coming to shoot here, and need service providers, and need guys that's on the ball, that knows what's going on,
yeah.
Technical wise and accommodation wise,
yeah.
and the social wise, whichever way. I mean, coming to Cape Town will be a great experience. So
I can second that. Can I just, I would say, I'd like to end off. I mean, what can people expect? From if they come in content, or come and connect with you, and say, look, we want to do a short film or whatever, advert with Man Makes a Picture, what can they expect in terms of the type of vibe that they'll get? I mean, because at the end of the day, it comes down to relationships and people.
At the end of the day, I mean, we've got a professional vibe going, but we've also got a very social vibe going when we're not shooting. So what you can expect is from Man Makes a Picture is professionalism. From the day you make contact to us, quoting, working with professional crew, pre-production, production, locations, and then obviously if you need post-production, you will get the best service available, and hopefully according to your budget, we will provide.
Fantastic.
So it just all depends on the budget at the end of the day, obviously, but I mean, we are there to make your budget work for you.
Great. I suppose, thanks for your time today, but I would like to sort of, for people to come, for somebody that listened to this podcast, for them to see what you've done. It's on my Movie Garden page, where you'll find your, on YouTube, you'll find the latest, just a brief overview of what you've done. Right, is that it? The marketing video that you've done.
Yeah.
So you can go into my garden. Obviously, you can go into your website as well.
We are busy reconstructing a new website as well.
Yeah.
And obviously, that will also have a link to all our work. So, and hopefully, there will be a link from Eden's Africa to Man Makes a Picture as well.
Of
so,
course.
I mean, in South Africa, in Cape Town, in this industry, networking between the players is also very important to us. So
It is very important to keep that sort of relationship going. I mean, just ending up on a real positive note, I would say, I think you would agree that Cape Town definitely is the place to be, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I would say for now, definitely.
It's just unique,
isn't
it?
It's unique. For the next 2 years, it's definitely the place to be, and I think for at least 10 years after that, we're going to feel the effects of the World Cup indefinitely, hopefully.
Yeah.
So I think, and I mean, this is definitely one of the hot filming spots in the world. There's no question about that. You can just ask around and do your research and you'll find that out. I mean, so in that sense, it's really exciting for us in the film industry. And hopefully the next 10 years will be even better. So
great.
Yeah.
Well, listen, thanks for your time today, Jacques, director of Man Makes a Picture. And I look forward to hearing from you soon and see what else you're doing on the... you'll find most of your stuff, your latest stuff, on my website. But yeah, you can have a look at, again, just bringing back to the Movie Garden page, where you can find Jacques and Man Makes a Picture the promo video of what they've done in the past. Thanks for your time today. Appreciate it.
Cool. Thanks a lot, man.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Cheers.